a children's rights activist.
Well, Julie, could you tell us more about child labour? Now first, are there reliable figures?
Yes, there are. All over the world, as many as 250 million children between the ages of 5 and 14 work for a living. Some 120 million work full-time, while the rest combine work and schooling.
So, what kind of work?
Some children are more or less slaves. They are forced to work very long hours in factories, mines, plantations. Others are used in pornography, or the production and trafficking of drugs. Others are recruited to serve in armed conflicts.
So, what about the consequences?
These children risk their health and break their bodies in awfully dangerous working conditions. A lot of them often risk their lives, too.
Could you give us some examples of countries where there is child labour?
Oh, there are so many. From Indonesia to Guatemala, poor children, as young as 6, are sent off to work. Often they're mistreated and punished for not working hard enough. In China, children mix the gunpowder for firecrackers. And in India, they knot the threads for carpets, all for a few pennies a day. Sometimes they are sold as slaves.
And what about Pakistan?
You should know that 80% of the world's soccer balls are made in Pakistan. And the situation of children is especially bad there. There are 11 to 12 million working children there. At least half of them will die of starvation or disease before they reach their 12th birthday.
I see. Is Pakistan then the worst country as regards child labour?
Oh, no, not at all. The problem is far worse in India than anywhere else in the world. The total population of India is 940 million, and between 44 and 100 million children under the age of 14 work there, probably more than the combined total of the rest of the world, more than the entire population of the United Kingdom.
Well, thank you very much indeed, Julie.